Damn, y'all know what time it is. Once again, Eddie Greer back for another Purple Project Podcast Daily episode. And on this one here for you guys today, going back to the NFL, former K-State football players slash graduates, you want to call it that. And this one, you guys should all know who this guy is, doing big time things in the NFC West. That is none other than Tyler Lockett out west in Seattle, fully Seattle Seahawks. Another big year for him. Obviously, his team got bounced in the wild card round, or you want to say first round, against the almost said St. Louis Rams. Look at the Los Angeles Rams. See, when it falls out of the tongue like that, you say, you're so used to it, man. It just falls in rhythm like that. But his team got bounced by the Los Angeles Rams in the first round a few weeks ago. Meanwhile, his fellow K-State alumni, Byron Pringle, headed back to the Super Bowl. But another stellar year for Tyler Lockett himself here. This Pat, in 2020, for the first time in his NFL career, snagged 100 catches. 100. Woo! Triple digits. For the second time, second straight year, over 1,000 yards receiving, 1,054 yards, almost 10 and a half per catch. His long was 47 yarder, and put up 10 touchdowns for the second time in his NFL career. He did that back in 18. But back to back 100,000 yard seasons for number 16 over there in Seattle. And when you would have thought about it, everybody was talking about Seattle earlier in the season, like they had a chance to get to Tampa. Well, their offense really fell off out of the sky last several weeks there, and then obviously really struggled. Russell Wilson was not the same quarterback up there. Really got that offense got really tentative over there, and they had really no momentum going into the playoffs, and they struggled against the Rams, and it ends up booting them out early of the plus. But one game that stands out, and me and Alex kind of intervened this a little bit in one of the earlier episodes this year on Triple P, was Arizona, the Sunday night game, which was turned out to be a classic game. He had 15 catches against the St. Louis Cardinals. Man, I'm getting everything mixed up with, of course, baseball around the corner. The Arizona Cardinals, 15 catches, 200 yards, and scorched the Cardinals secondary. 3 touchdowns in that game. I watched majority of that game, obviously, and wow. I mean, he's putting it down, man. And again, I mean, that Lockett tradition that we talked about on this podcast, Sterling Lockett, class of 2022, be in Manhattan, or will be arriving in Manhattan in 2022 as well. So the Lockett tradition continues, and Tyler continues to put down. He's not the biggest receiver, obviously, but he is sure fast, and he knows how to catch the deep ball. That's just pure gold as he can get, and I think he's one of the more underrated wide receivers in the NFL right now. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of attention to some of these other receivers, like a Tyreek Hill for the Chiefs. What's the other guy's name? Who's in Mike Evans for Tampa Bay, or Antonio Brown, a DK Metcalf? But you would have made a mistake in that. Tyler Lockett was running the show early in the year, and then, like I talked about, that offense up there in Seattle kind of faded away a little bit, and Tyler Lockett's team did not advance past the first round. So they were hot. They were a hot thing early on in the year, and then they just cooled off toward the back end of the NFL season this year, in 2020 and 2021. So, but Tyler Lockett, one of the bright spots, it still has been a bright spot for that organization since being drafted by them, by the Seattle Seahawks. So he continues to do work over there, and we'll see what he does next year. I'm pretty sure he's going to have another big year. Can he follow it up with another 1,000 yard? And that's actually impressive. There, with a big guy like DK Metcalf, you would expect him to be that 1,000-yard guy. Number 16 is that guy right now. So we'll see in the next football year season, in next fall, this upcoming fall, how he does, we'll see. But anyways, Ty Lockett in the offseason, 100 catches for 2020-2021 season. That's big for the little guy who continues to get it done up there in Seattle. Obviously, a former K-State wideout and specialist here in Manhattan. Again, it's Eddie Greer III. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. And remember, we'll have our weekly edition this week, all new. We're going to have some interesting conversation this week, this Friday coming up. But stay tuned for that. But for now, EG3 signing out. This has been another Purple Project Podcast Daily.